I'm Nick Lippa here with Melissa Burgess of Victory Press to talk about the Buffalo Buttes end of the season wrap up. Only one last weekend before the playoffs.
Yes. So they do play two more games, but at this point, we know everything for the playoffs. The standings cannot change. The Buttes will finish fourth in the NWHL, which sets them up for a play-in game to make the playoffs. But of course, before we get to that, they still have this final weekend with a pair of games against the Riveters.
You're going up against the Riveters. What can you take away from this game? A lot of people might look at it as, is it meaningless, or is it something where the Buttes can use this game to prepare for the playoffs?
I think that's exactly what you do. You use it to prepare for the playoffs. You can test out some different line combinations or some different power play units because, like we said, these games are really meaningless, but there's plenty of chance to get meaning out of them. See what your goaltending is like. Mariah Fujimagari has been hurt for a little while, so she hasn't been able to play. She's supposed to be 100% ready for this weekend, so maybe you get her back in even just one game, get her fresh, you know, see how she's doing, so she's not coming into playoffs off of a break.
So this wraps up the Buffalo Buttes regular season. What would we say stands out about this year of Buffalo Buttes hockey?
Well, I'm not sure if you're looking for positives or negatives.
I'm looking for everything.
All right. Well, one of the things that definitely stands out is that the Buttes had quite the losing stand toward the end of the season here. They've lost 11 of their last 12 games. Obviously, that's not ideal. That's really tough, and it's hard to go into the end of the regular season and the playoffs on that kind of skid. But are there players who stood out in a good way? Yes. Taylor Kersey was great. Tiffany Sue and Kelsey Newman were both pleasant surprises in net. You know, you've got some strong up-and-comers all across the board. Marie-Jo Pelletier on defense. So, you know, I think there's a lot of potential there, and those players can really ramp it up for the playoffs, and we'll see what they can do.
It looks like the NWHL, we said it before, it's going to last more than a year, but it looks like it's doing okay. The worst-case scenario for the NWHL didn't happen this year. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say. You know, I think a lot of people expected that worst-case scenario where, you know, with all those players not coming back and notable players, big-name players, Olympic, you know, Olympians, that many people did expect the NWHL to kind of falter. Has it had its ups and downs this season? Absolutely. But, of course, that comes any season. And it is still only year five. And I think that that's something that even myself, I tend to forget, that 5 years is still not a long time. I remember a few years ago at the CWHL All-Star Game, and this was their, you know, 10th year or something like that, the commissioner said, we're a fledgling league. We're young. We're still learning to crawl. And that was in year 10. So I think about that quote a lot in terms of the NWHL. And you know, while there's definitely things to strive for and things to work for next year and the year ahead, including expansion, which they've mentioned as a goal in the future, we need to keep in mind that it is a young league and there is still going to be some growing pains.
One of the positives, there's been some collegiate players that are signing as well, too.
Yes, this week we've seen a few signings. The Buttes have not announced any signings yet, but I expect that they will. The roster freeze went into effect Monday afternoon. So you did see a few players sign with other teams from, you know, like Sacred Heart and some of those other teams whose collegiate seasons has ended. And of course, you know, next week the CHA college season ends. So you could see more players come out of there and sign for the playoffs. And there's definitely potential for those players to make an impact. I mean, Haley Skamura signed in that kind of situation with the Buttes a few years ago. And then just absolutely dominated.
Kind of exciting to see. There's this sense of the unknown as we head into the playoffs, and we're going to have much more next week to talk about with the playoff preview. The Buttes will be taking on the Connecticut Whale for that play-in game on Friday. Thanks for coming in, Melissa.
Thank you, Nick.